Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. Of course, all of us want to live a fulfilled, authentic life. And of course, that takes time and practice and patience, all of those things. And we need to learn ever more about ourselves and how we respond to everything that's coming at us, especially those feelings. And an interesting area that we want to dig into in this segment is the counterfeit emotions that often get in the way of personal development, often keep us a safe distance from having the crucial conversations we need in our life and getting us to those places where we can be authentic and real and get the results that we hope for. Curtis Morley is a Wall Street Journal bestselling author. His focus is on bringing to light the principles behind a book that he has coming out soon called Counterfeit Emotions. And we want to get into that, what this unmasking, these deceptive emotions that create destructive cycles and really disconnect us in our lives. And Curtis, welcome to the show.
Hi, Boyd. Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start with kind of the baseline on all of this. You often talk about connection and how important that is. And what are some of these deceptive emotions or these counterfeit emotions that are getting in the way and producing some destructive cycles?
Yeah, so counterfeit emotions are any emotion that looks, acts, and feels like an authentic emotion, but creates destructive cycles of disconnection in our lives. And a good example of that that is easy to understand is guilt and shame. Guilt is actually a beautiful, healthy, important emotion. Shame is it's an insidious counterfeit.
And so as you look at that, kind of walk us through what happens when we're kind of in that space where we're not sure if what we're feeling is the shame or the guilt, or how do those get blended to create that confusion rather than clarity?
Yeah, up until about 10 years ago, most scientific studies, most of the way we talked about guilt and shame was as if it were the same concept. But Brené Brown, as well as University of Sweden, have done studies recently that showed that shame has a direct correlation into addiction, into drug use, into bullying, into suicidal ideation. Shame is one of the lowest frequency emotions we can feel. And guilt, on the other hand, guilt is actually a higher frequency emotion that helps us to make changes, helps us to connect with others, and even is now shown that shame is the way into addiction and all these other things. Guilt is actually the way out.
Oh, that is fascinating. And I know you go through a number of different emotional cycles and kind of looking at those counterpart. One that I wanted to dig into today that I know will be part of your book is this whole idea of being kind versus being nice. Another one of those where we often get a little bit confused.
Yeah, this is one that sometimes breaks people's brain because we're taught ever since being a little kid, even Thumper's best friend told us that, or Bambi's best friend Thumper told us, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. And the truth is that nice is actually the counterfeit of kind. Mm. It is so sneaky because we think we're supposed to be nice. And truly, nice is not very nice. Nice is a defense mechanism.
Mm. And so kind of play that out for us. Unpack that a little bit in terms of how we see that in our personal lives as well as in our businesses.
Yeah. So nice is super easy example is the spinach in the teeth or the zippers down or things like that. Nice says, I don't want to embarrass you, so I'm not going to tell you there's spinach in your teeth. But that's not actually very nice, and it's not kind because then all of a sudden now you've got spinach in your teeth for the rest of the day, and now you get embarrassed over and over again. And with kind always leans in. Kind is willing to have hard conversations in love, not in a mean way, but in love. Kind is always willing to have those conversations. And the thing about nice is nice will never rock the boat. Mm. And because nice won't rock the boat, it also means it won't row the boat. Because if you're going to progress the relationship, if you're going to row the boat and head towards a destination, that means it's going to rock from time to time. And so kind is willing to row the boat, and when needed, it's also willing to rock the boat.
Yeah, that's such an important thing. I think we often avoid those conversations because we want to be nice, or we don't want to offend, or we don't want to make someone uncomfortable. And so we don't get to the real conversation we need to get to. You go through a series of kind of opposites and back and forth, hope and expectation, kind and nice, as we've talked about, power versus control. What are some of the others that we should be mindful of? And what is the one that's kind of the answer to all of them?
Well, there is one emotion. There is one emotion that has no counterfeit, and that's peace. Peace is the only emotion without a counterfeit, the only authentic emotion without a counterfeit. And every other emotion that is authentic has a counterfeit. Some of them, the most important, that are also the most misunderstood, one of them is pain versus misery. Pain is an authentic emotion, and people don't actually want to hear that. We don't want to hear that pain is the authentic emotion that helps us to grow. Whereas misery, you know, there's a saying that no pain, no gain, right? Because pain actually takes us somewhere.
Right.
The saying with misery is misery loves company. Misery only spins back on itself. And misery is based in two other emotions, blame and shame. Mm. And because of that, it spins on itself. So it only comes back to itself, because without more misery, without that company, it actually dies. And so misery craves more misery.
Yeah, it's like that bitterness. And I think going back to this element of peace, you know, you only have to forgive once, but to be bitter or to have that grudge, you have to recreate all those negative base emotions every day. You have to keep, as you said, it turns back on itself and it feeds on itself. And if it doesn't feed on itself, then ultimately it dies, which is why we get into some of those vicious cycles of all of that. So what's one thing that we all can do today to be a little more aware in terms of some of those counterfeit emotions that might be keeping us from getting to better solutions?
Yeah, one of the best things is the recognition of, am I in an authentic emotion or a counterfeit? And there's four criteria to know if an emotion is authentic or counterfeit. The first is connection. The second is direction. Where does this emotion take me? The third is motivation. Is it motivated in love and surrender, or is it motivated in fear and control? And the fourth is valuation. Where does this emotion value me at, and where does it value you at? Mm. If it values us each as having divine worth and being eternal beings, then that's an authentic. If it says, I'm worthless, and not only worthless, but I'm worth less, meaning it gets into comparison, saying I'm not as handsome or tall or strong or whatever it is, then we know that that's a counterfeit. And just the recognition of going through those four steps, connection, direction, motivation, and valuation, is the first step in understanding, am I feeling an authentic or am I feeling a counterfeit emotion?
That's so important. I think there's so many applications to that, whether it's what we're hearing coming in from political parties and politicians who are trying to leverage those counterfeit emotions to get you to donate to their campaign or vote for their cause or be angry and upset and have a grievance mentality, or whether it's just simply what we see on social media and how that we're intaking that and what that's doing to our state of mind and to the state of our relationships. We have to be able to step back and always ask those questions. Those four areas, I think, are so crucial to figure out, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling that? Is this counterfeit? Is someone manipulating those, or am I just reacting to those? This is a really important conversation to get to. Curtis Morley, again, entrepreneur, educator, thought leader, innovator, and really excited to see this book come forward in terms of counterfeit emotions. It's something we all need to learn, because it's becoming more important, especially with AI and the continuance of social media. And a lot of political conversations to get back to that authenticity and the peace that you described. Curtis, thanks so much for joining us today. Great insight.
Thanks, Boyd.
All right, we'll step aside for one last commercial break. We'll come back with some final thoughts on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.